is the part of the show where we pick some things that we love and we approve of, and we give it the stamp you know you can trust.
So while I was on holiday, guys, I went to Cape St. Francis and I went to Zululand, and in both places I heard that this has been the most searched for item on Bing and Yahoo in 2022 so far.
Oh, I can believe it.
End of 2021.
Sure.
For real, that's about it. It's a good fact.
That's about right.
And then on the streets, because you know that I'm connected in the streets, right? This item, apparently, people are saying that it was found in Cleopatra's tomb.
Mm. I heard that.
Yeah.
Also, I heard that somewhere on the backside of this item is the treasure map to King Solomon's treasures.
No.
Yeah, the fortune of King Solomon. That's what I heard. Okay. We like to call it
the DKS stamp of approval with Darren, Kerry and Sky.
All right, what you got?
So I'm going to start with something that might ruffle some feathers. This may trigger some. Remember I told you this week I was that person at the toll gate who arrived.
Oh, when you forgot your money.
I didn't have, yeah. And then I was like, oh, I've got Samsung Pay. So let me swipe up, get my card because I can tap my phone. And the lady was like, we don't tap here. Mm-hmm. And I know that I'm not the only person who's gone through a toll gate recently. Via Ad, same thing happened to him not so long ago. And you get there and
it's
you can't.
It's never happened to me in my whole life, by the way.
You're always
picked the right one. And I always have backup cash and card. I don't know. I don't understand people who don't.
It's like you and I don't hang out outside of the studio.
I'm with Kerry on this one. It's happened to me as well.
You have a social responsibility when you're on the road.
These days, you know how, like, I don't know, Darren, technology has moved on and it's helping us in other ways.
Yeah.
So now you can have a tapping phone. Mm-hmm. And the guys at the toll gate don't allow you to tap your phone.
Oh, because you still have to swipe the card.
Yeah.
And I think it's BS.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I would like to not DKS approve the fact that you cannot tap your phone to pay your 13 rand or whatever it is that you need to pay.
Can you tap your driver's license?
What?
I'm just checking.
Can you swipe your driver's license?
I'm just checking. Are there other areas?
Are you asking me what
I tap? Like if your driver's license is in your head. If it's in your head, is that okay?
No. So I'm just saying, I feel like if you are someone who's in charge at the toll gates and please, let us tap our phones.
So what are you approving?
I'm disapproving.
Not
DKS approved.
What, toll gates or the system?
That you can't tap your phone at the flipping toll gates.
Wow.
That's a proper current problem, man.
A little bit obsessed with getting tapped.
Guys, I'm very single, so that's a sore point. Okay.
All right, Sky, can you just respect the DKS, please?
Yes, I will respect it. And I'm going to say thank you to Kerry Miller for this.
Okay.
Because the thing I'm going to DKS, at first I judged you.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my word, Kerry Miller is already so distracted during the show. Why on earth is she, like, you know, bringing this into this show?
Yeah.
Wordle.
I'm not going to lie.
I'm hooked.
Even me, man.
I mean, it doesn't help that Kerry Miller usually tells us the first five letters of the six long letter word before we even try.
To the uninitiated, what is Wordle?
Kerry Miller, Wordle again in a nutshell.
It is a game with words.
Yes.
And you get six chances to get it correct. You
start a five-letter word.
You start off with a blank, blank, blank. So you have to guess a random five-letter word and it tells you via coloring, like Mastermind the game, if your letter is correct and if it's in the correct space.
And it happens, it's one word per day.
If you're playing Wordle today, block your ears. The word is prick.
So here's the interesting thing about it. The interesting thing about it is the Wordle has one word every 24 hours, and it's the same word for everyone on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool, right?
I love it. That's why I'm giving us the DKS stamp of approved.
DKS approved.
I approve of your stamp of approval.
Why at all?
And now I love the fact that you can still learn new things all the time. I couldn't find my usual brand of underpants, so I bought another brand of underpants, and I didn't check what it was made of. But this new brand of underpants that I bought was made of bamboo.
Now, bamboo?
Before you think, not solid bamboo.
Okay.
I'm not Fred Flintstone here, okay? It's bamboo fibers that make up your underpants. Let me just tell you something.
I want it to be a weave basket,
please. No, it's not. Silky, 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 soft, stretchy underpants.
How does it feel?
Let me tell you how it feels.
Yeah.
It's thermo. It's almost like it's thermo intelligent. So if it's really hot, it keeps you cool. And if it's cold, it keeps you insulated.
Dang,
I don't
know
how
what?
It does it. But no, that's not the bit.
No,
the best bit is
your bits.
No static. So your underpants don't stick to you with static.
Why does static make the hair go long?
Static makes it cling to you so that you don't, you know, it's tough to explain for those who don't have bits and bits. But if you have bits and bits,
you're a good storyteller, and I feel like this is getting way too vivid for me.
Listen, all I'm saying is...
I'm listening, dog.
By the way, boys and girls.
Yeah.
Bamboo underwear. Give it a bash, especially
Isn't
now.
Isn't it eco-friendly also?
And it's eco-friendly. Bada bing, bada boom.
So how do your bits feel?
They feel responsible. There you go. DKS approved.
DKS approved.
Those are all of our DKS approved. They're up on social media, on our Instagram and on our Facebook. So go and have a look at those and approve of what you approved.